With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. It's been a day of big losses on Wall Street.
Stocks fell Thursday and backed further away from their record highs. The S&P 500 fell 1.2%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ each fell 1.4%. A Federal Reserve official raised the possibility that interest rates could hold steady if inflation worsens. Wall Street has been betting that the central bank would start cutting interest rates later this year. The slide comes ahead of Friday's U.S. jobs report, which could shake the market further. Wall Street is looking for the job market to cool enough to remove upward pressure on inflation, but not so much that it throws too many people out of work and causes a recession. Damian Troisi, New York.
Difficult talks today between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after an Israeli attack on food aid workers that killed seven in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says President Biden made clear to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the current situation in Gaza is unacceptable.
He made clear the need for Israel to announce a series of specific, concrete, and measurable steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. He made clear that U.S. policy with respect to Gaza will be determined by our assessment of Israel's immediate action on these steps.
Attorneys defending Tennessee's sweeping abortion ban have alleged that doctors challenging the law do not want any oversight when deciding to terminate a pregnancy and instead are improperly withholding care to women facing serious medical emergencies. The Tennessee Attorney General's office laid out its arguments Thursday while attempting to persuade a three-judge panel to dismiss a lawsuit seeking to clarify when abortion exceptions can be applied in the volunteer state. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 530 points. This is SRN News. A new website is tracking the cost of transgenderism in sports.
Every time a male wins an athletic competition against females, it is recorded at shewon.org. The site lists nearly 300 first place, 263 second place, and 250 third place awards that have gone to males playing against females. The operators of SheWon.org also estimate the men have taken scores of scholarships away from women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds Americans agree on a number of the country's fundamental values. The AP NORC survey reveals that about 90% of adults say the right to vote and equal protection under the law are very important. However, while 58% of Republicans think a culture grounded in Christian values and beliefs is an essential characteristic of America, only 18% of Democrats agree. The vast majority of people who answered the poll support freedom of religion. This is SRN News. The recent killing of an Iranian officer has Israeli officials on high alert. The latest from the media line's Michael Friedson.
Israel has raised its defensive posture to high alert in the aftermath of being presumed to be behind the assassination of a senior commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Leaves have been canceled for combat soldiers and many serving in intelligence. And recently released reservists have been recalled to active duty. Israel's cyber units have altered navigational apps to confound weapons using GPS guidance systems. Iranian voices threatening severe retribution against Israel include President Raisi. Israel's domestic intelligence agency reported a plan to assassinate National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir and attack Ben-Gurion Airport and government buildings. At least 11 have been arrested, mostly residents of central Israel. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.